Kotetera, Pasha Sachre, Pesh Chavav, first column. Let's see. In middle of the first column, on page Chavav, Pasha Sachre, Dalt Rebbe was explaining about the whole union of Hashem being like a fire that needs fuel to keep it into the world. The fuel for that is the three pillars that the world exists on. And Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, which is basically, he's explaining so far, the concept of Tefillah, which is the Kavan of the heart, which is the level of Machshava. And he says that the whole inyan of davening is that the world is batal to Hashem, meaning separate entities which are batal to Hashem. And that's the whole existence of the world. And he gives the mashal just like the neshama in the body, the chayis of the neshama is there through the level of food. So the same thing, Hashem needs food. Okay, so here we're up to the middle of the page. And he says, Okay, so he says in the middle of the first column, the tiknu leimer came b'chol shachar, and therefore yet we make the brachas every day to bring down Hashem into the world, because every day is the new renewal of creation. And he creates them from nothing into something. So therefore, what is the nimshal, the mashal from the body to the neshama is the mashal of Hashem in the world. It says, there's no real mashal to be able to show down here. Lahari's b'chush to show this constantly, the concept of continuous creation. Where do you find a gashmistic a mashal of continuous creation? Down here, he says it's not really, you can't really find a mashal that there's mamish, not only new life, a continuous life, but new creation. But he says a little bit, you see, b'chol yayin, me'er ma'achay shechalaya, alayla, every morning when the sun comes out, that's like a new creation. Or like when a person wakes up in the morning. Or kabriyasa shalaylam, like the creation of world. The Gemara says, and Zohar has a lot on this, that at the beginning of creation, Hashem created night and then day. Right? Why did Hashem create first night, first dark, and then light? Why didn't He create light first and then dark? Okay? See, Chassidus doesn't say that, but Chassidus explains, because the whole avodah of the Jew is to take the darkness of the light, of the night, and make it into a day. That's it. Like Chassidus explained, Vayi Erev, Vayi Beker, there's darkness, there's light, and then it becomes Yom Echad, a day of only Hashem. Yom Echad, of Achdus Hashem. Why? When you take night and make night into day. That's a little bit similar to Yesh Miayin. Otherwise, you don't have a real good marshal of this world, Yesh Miayin. Lachain, Barash Hashanah, Amen, and therefore Rosh Hashanah, we say, Zayim, Tchilas Masach, Zikon, Yom Rishon, today is the beginning of your action, a remembrance of the first day, Kibir Rosh Hashanah, Nivra Eilam. Rosh Hashanah is when the world was created, he means mankind, which is the purpose of the world was created, Betom, B'chol Yom Chayzer, Adav, L'Kad Musik. And every day, it goes back to the original level, the way it was. Okay? So that Rebbe until now spoke Bria. What is Bria? The level of Tefillah. What is the level of Tefillah? The Kavan of the heart, to keep Hashem into the world. And then he says, Yitzart of the next world, Yitzart, is the level of Dibur, is the level of speech. Now what does speech do? She said, Surah La'etis Machshava. He says like this, the letters of Machshava, okay, are basically Yesh Miayin. In other words, before you start thinking, there are no letters. When you think, you make the letters. Speech, on the other hand, there's already letters in thought. You're just giving it a form. You're making it more tangible. But speech is not yesh mi'ayin like thought is. Thought is the gilui of yesh mi'ayin. Because Hashem creates the world yesh mi'ayin, so how do you have yesh mi'ayin? That's the level of davening, which is kavana.
Is thought malchut?
What?
Thought is malchut?
No, speech is malchut. Ben eisis adiba yesh mi'ayin k'me eisis ha'machshava. And yet, speech is not yesh mi'ayin like thought. Ki kvar hoyu b'eisis b'teich ha'machshava. Because, again, when you speak, those letters already existed in thought. You have to think before you speak. It's only the form of the letters of machshava, which is like a form for this matter. There's matter, and then there's a form of the matter. Matter is the speech, is the thought, and speech is the form of the matter. And that corresponds with teira sheikah mitzvah sebedibot. Like it says, "V'dibarta bam." It quotes the pasuk. Shenamar, "K'vayshu kazvi shenanto v'nechva dibarta bam." V'agisa bei yemim v'layli. Have to learn day and night. V'kamelam. We know that halacha is here to lav k'dibar dami. Thought is not like speech. V'en yaitzi dechavatsu b'hira levad. And you're not yaitzi learning Torah just by thinking. You have to actually, you know, chaim heimle metzoeim bepeh. It has to be verbal. So he says like this. Tfila is machshava kavana. Teira is the level of dibo yitzira. Shemayla sa teira ele lemayla mayla mayla sa tfila. And then we know that the learning is even greater than thinking. Teira is greater than tfila. Why? Kamei shamirazal tamat teira keneged kulam. Tamat teira is equal to all mitzvahs. Even the mitzvah of davening. Therefore, he says like this, Torah is greater than davening. Now, if Torah is greater than davening, why does davening come into thought and Torah into speech when thought is higher than speech? So then, if Torah is higher, Torah should be thought, and davening, which is lower, should be speech. He says, Adrabba, because it's so great, the gilu, you can only come down lower.
What could be thought when we study tomorrow?
Yeah, but officially you're supposed to say it verbally. You're allowed to try to understand it in thought.
Well, everything involves thought.
Yeah, usually people are supposed to think. But he says, it has to be the voice of Yaakov, the voice of Teda. The Havel Piyam with the air of their mouths. By the way, there's a whole Hemshech of Ranat, Top Rishon Test, and the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe Rashab at the beginning of the Maim asks a question, beginning of the Hemshech. The Cheira, if you want to understand something, when you verbally articulate it, you understand it better than when you think it. So he asks the question, if thinking is greater than speech, how can you understand something more by speech than... See, the whole Hemshech of Ananat is all about Dibur and Malchus, and the way it's lower, therefore in the source it's higher, and this whole, you know, like we learned many, many times. So the fact that Torah comes down lower shows it comes from a higher source, therefore it can only come down lower. The higher the thing, it can only come in the lower. The end result is in the source even higher. So bottom line is, so therefore Torah is greater than tefillah, even though Torah comes into Dibur and Tefillah is Machshava, because on the contrary, because it's great, it can only come down into Dibur. What?
Is apple seed and malchut?
earth is Malchus.
No, not that. Apple seed.
I understand.
Is that Malchus?
Apple seed itself cannot reproduce.
It's the DNA of the whole apple.
No, that's only when it's put in the ground.
No, you can put it in the water sometimes.
Okay, but it's not going to get an apple the same way. You need earth to make things grow.
So the whole apple comes from the seed. That's a Malchus.
Yeah. But that's only in the way the seed connects with the ground. Put an apple seed on the table. Yeah? Will it grow a tree?
No.
Why not? But it has the whole thing in it. Why can't? Because it has to connect to something even lower. Because the apple seed is tzemeach, growth. Earth is gomim, right? Inanimate. So the apple seed has to connect to the earth. It has to germinate, that has to rot, and then it can come up. What?
I'm pretty much saying, when you put it in the water, they give it all the nutrients that exist in the soil, they put it in the water. It's
okay.
Not just the water alone.
And no chanami, you can't just take an apple seed, put it into water in your fish bowl.
So my thinking is that thought should be Malchus.
Thought should be Malchus? No.
It contains.
On the contrary, thought is higher than Malchus.
I
understand where you're coming from.
I'm thinking of creating a shopping center.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, that's Malchus.
No, that's not Malchus. Speech, if I say I'm going to create a shopping center, thought would be Zohar. The six fetus, not
Malchus.
The Malchus.
Genesis is the thought.
The what?
The Genesis is the thought.
Yeah, the source of speech is thought, but speech is higher than thought.
The speech is higher than thought?
Yeah, in the source.
In the source.
Only Malchus, earth, women, all those levels that are off of Malchus, only they could create a baby, a seed, a tree, whatever. But yeah, speech, without thought you can't speak, but speech, because it's lower, originates in a higher source. That's like we said. If you speak something, you'll understand it much better than if you don't speak it, just think it. That's one of the reasons, by the way, why Torah has to be in speech, because then you'll understand it better. The whole uniqueness of Torah, Lahavdil, when people used to go to a library and study, it had to be silent. A guy blew their nose, you know, they went crazy. And Torah, you walk into a Beis Medrash and there's no yelling and screaming, they're not learning. Why? Because Torah has to be dafka verbal. Besides the fact that Pasuk says it should be debarta bom, chayim hemel metzoyim beped dafka, has to be. But the understanding can only come when you speak it. Why? You should be able to understand it better with thought. The answer is no. On the contrary, because speech is lower, it comes from a higher place. So when you speak, you're actually revealing your source of speech, which is higher than thought, and therefore you understand it better.
Where does thought come from?
Thought is thought.
Where does thinking come from? It's not just like speech comes from thought.
Where does action come from?
Thinking?
Action.
Right. I'm saying
it comes in the garments of the soul.
Right.
No.
So the thought must be thought to something too.
Yeah, thought is bottled to the nefesh. Right. But deeper is rooted deeper in the nefesh than thought is.
So the same way that speech is bottled to thought, thought is bottled to nefesh.
Yeah, but the bittul of speech is greater bittul than the bittul of thought.
Desire and intuition and
all that stuff. Okay.
Rabbi, we said that in order to speak, you have to think. What are you saying when you're saying Tehillim?
I don't.
And you're just reading.
You don't think your brain is telling you how to form the letters?
Oh, so it's not understanding. It's just.
We're talking about speaking. In order to speak, you need to think.
I speak and then.
That I know. I know that you're unique. you're very unique. But most people, no, seriously. Just to form the letters Your brain has to think what how to form your how the mouth should form the letters. It doesn't just come.
Split seconds, so we don't recognize.
It's a split second, but the bottom line is your brain is still telling you what letters to say. It might be subconscious. You know, a gosh, Mr. Kambosh of this, but when you first learn how to drive, yeah, everything is, and then afterwards, you're not thinking, you don't even know, did I, you know, huh? It's a, no, it's not that you're not thinking. You don't think, you won't say, you don't think you have to think when you press the gas pedal or the brake? Of course you do, but it's all subconscious because it's not something new that you have to learn. Okay, then the third thing. Achasisiv negin maisa tzedak. So he says like this. Brasiv yitzativ afasisiv. Right? So therefore it says, kolanikra b'shmiel echvedi. The Pasuk says, whoever calls my name, my glory, that's atzilis. And then the Pasuk says, brasiv yitzativ afasisiv, which is b'riyitzir nasir. So now the Rebbe explained, b'riyah is the level of thought, which is tefillah. Yitzira is the level of speech, which is the level of teira. And action is the action of tzedakah, because that's the general like, of all mitzvahs. Vinei, and these are the three pillars that the world stands on. Vinei, Gim, you know, it's interesting. You ever see the Talks and Tales? The magazine Talks and Tales?
Yes.
They just reprinted it. So the cover of the Talks and Tales has square luches standing on three on a circle. And the three pillars, and a whole bunch of things in that. There's a letter from the Rebbe before he was Rebbe. It's printed already, explaining the whole cover, how it works. It's very interesting how this is the three pillars of the world, this and that. Anyway, so he says, like, these are the three pillars of the world. In other words, what keeps Hashem in the world? The food. What is the food to keep Hashem in the world? The three pillars. We bring on ourselves the earth of Hashem. Like he gave the mashal before, a fire, Hashem is Eishar Yechluhu. The only way the fire can exist is if there's wood, wicks, fuel, whatever. He says like this, but there's a mushal of a fire on wood, and there's a mushal of fire on a wick. On a log, a fireplace, right? It's a very big fire. It's a much bigger fire than the wick one, the candle one. But it's a very coarse fire. A candle is much more refined level of fire. So he says it's a lot of ord, avu gas for avu, but it's thick and coarse. But nechas b'psilo are more avu or dark. Okay. So again, in Elukus coming into the world, you can have the fire on a piece of wood, or you can have a fire on a wick. And he says, koch and yinisachsus er Hashem. The same thing is now. If these three things of thought, speech, and action are the three pillars that bring the fuel for Hashem to come down. So it's like different levels of fire. Machshava is armuit, is like a little fire. She'ein pulasi bizgalas kokach, lahachi sa'ilimis, kamei pulas ha'maisa v'diba v'talmuteira kimisvasa ha'maisa. So therefore he says like this, the fire though, that comes into machshava, thought, which is the level, the concept of tefillah, is a much more refined, edler, you know, fire than it is through speech or action. And is this the Dalai Rebbe says? This is the whole person. And to bring down the neshama coming down into the world, to reveal godliness. Okay? But therefore, he says, but the revelation of Hashem Machshava Ruchni is Dakim Ruchni Sanim Shechun is Pashat Lamata Bechinus Maisa. Okay? And therefore he says like this. He's going to say now in the brackets an interesting point. How do you search for chametz?
How do you what?
Search for chametz. You can't have a torch. You need to have a single wick candle. So halachically, because the Gemara says, first of all, it's too big, you're going to be afraid to get into the corners to look. You might burn down the house. And secondly, the Gemara says an interesting scientific thing. On a candle, the light goes in front of the candle. By a torch, the light is behind the candle. So because you need to look in front of you, you need a candle. That's what the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, halacha. Chassidus comes along and says, no. The whole concept of searching for the chametz is the internal chametz. The internal chametz. Ego, gaiva, you know, haughtiness, all that stuff. So he says, there's a bacon, chametz. The er and er dafke. Dafke with er and er. Because you need a higher machshava. Like it says, okay, so he says like this. The fuel of the fire, so machshava is a refined fuel. So therefore the flame is refined. Speech and action is more coarse, so therefore it's a bigger fire. Al Shabchin is a maisav adibur. His bash is heard or harbe nikapulaisin. In other words, openly speech and action have a much greater effect than thought does. Thought, you know, my thought has no effect on you. I'll give you an example. If I insult you with speech, it can hurt you. Even though they used to say sticks and stones can break my bones, and my name can never hurt me, it's not true. Now they say verbal abuse is worse than physical abuse, okay? But if I think it, like if I insult you with speech, it's going to hurt you. If I insult you in thought, it's not going to have any effect on you.
Well, what about my own neshama, the machshava?
Yeah, I understand. That's why thoughts and sin are worse than sin. But what has a more gashmistic effect? Speech versus the Okumei Shanarem Beruchni Yisod Menefesh Achiyunis Shapolus Amachshava Shabarosh, that the effect of thought in the head and a Kolkachmei Pulus Raglaim Shemananem is Kolaguf. You know, when you think, your whole body doesn't shake. But when you walk, your whole body shakes. Your whole body moves. Nevertheless, even though the effect in the world is more in action and speech than in thought, right? But nevertheless, or in other words, Dibur HaMaisa has more effect in the world than thought, but thought is the chayis of the neshama. Where is the chayis of the neshama? In the seichel, in the thought. Shebei toliko chayis nefesh ha'odim. Al sheshneinim tzrichim zalazeh. You need both, or all three. You need thought, you need speech, and you need action to function. The same thing Hashem in the world needs thought, speech, and action as the fuel to keep him here. Thought is davening, speech is Torah, action is mitzvahs. That's what Hashem needs to keep him in the world. He says now in Gimel, see, the Alter Rebbe until now basically explained this pasuk, what does it mean? That's what he's trying to explain. Hashem elokecha esh ochlahu, to consuming fire. Okay? So he explained the whole maimah so far, basically, except the first few lines when he asked by Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the whole concept of Hashem as a fire, meaning there has to be fuel to keep the fire here. What is the fuel? The three pillars that the world stands on. The Rebbe explains machshava, dibur, ma'aseh, and the muscle of the body is you need machshava, dibur, ma'aseh. Okay. So he says to add an additional explanation of what the pasuk says. Hashem elokecha esh eichlu tzorach lahaskel. We need to mention like this. Shem sheish einen nitpes v'nechas heitiv b'psila be'etzim la'er alo odetz. Just like by physical fire, because that's the analogy of Hashem. By physical fire, in order for the fire to give light, it's only when it's burning the fuel. It's consuming the fuel. Kim kshehi eish eich hainu. Kshehi cheles, when it's consuming, masha machiz and masha psila eitzim, yenechenu mokshorim lisako v'luchlis bay. In other words, you need, mashal, If you have a very thick piece of wood, you can't take a match and light it. It's too big to catch on. You need to take a smaller thing, and then that can, then you take a bigger thing and a bigger thing and bigger until it can get onto the wood. But when is the fire fire? When it's consuming the fuel. When it's not consuming the fuel, there's no fire. And it's not stam that fire has a keli, has a fuel that keeps it. He said the fuel has to be consumed. It has to be eaten up. The fuel has to be getting less in order for the fire to be effective. So he says, kach ein ravai nechaz yafa v'sheira b'nefesh adam. The only way a locus can be revealed in the world through one of the three pillars of thought, speech, and action can only be is only when the person is bottled to Hashem. In other words, if you have Torah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, and you're not bottled to Hashem, you're not having a fire coming into the world.
So the bittul is the...
Is the consumption of the fuel. In other words, when a person learns Torah, okay, generally speaking, knowledge gives a person ego. I know more. I know that, right? That's where, like we learned many times, you have to... say Berachas HaTorah, because Berachas HaTorah is the realization that it's not my Torah, it's God's Torah, and therefore I really don't understand anything. Even though I think I do, but I really don't understand anything. Without that bittul, the Gemara says Torah can cause terrible problems. Like we said, it could be poison of life, poison of death. If you learn Torah the wrong way, Torah could be detrimental to you. It could just be dangerous. Like we know, there are many scholars in Torah that learn Torah completely incorrect because of their knowledge. Like they like the initiators of reform, and not now, the initiators of the reform movement and conservative movement, for lack of better words, even though they never hated classifying Jews, were all unbelievable scholars. They really know how to learn. Today's guys are all whatever. But I'm saying the founders were people that really know how to learn.
So why did you...
Because they were called the real Apikorsim. It's not a yuko. Like we learned many times, the Friedrich Rebbe, a guy once came into the Friedrich Rebbe and told him, Rebbe, I'm an Apikorsim. You know, Apikorsim. And the Friedrich Rebbe said to him, no, you're not, you're a fool. He said to him, the Friedrich said, no, you're not an Apikorsim, you're a fool. He says, the definition of Apikorsim, he said to him in Yiddish Russian, was means to adur knacken semischkes on the corner. That means Apikorsim. He said, what do you think? By knocking sunflower seeds, the Russian bums used to stand on the corner and they used to eat sunflower seeds. Now, sunflower seeds, you know, you spit it out there. You saw that in Russian, it was like that. And it makes a knacking sound. So semischkes is Russian for sunflower seeds. And knacking is a knacking sound. So the Rav Friedrich ever said to him, what do you think, standing on the corner, knocking semischkes, you're going to become an apikeiris? No. An apikeiris is one who learns and knows everything and then spits it in the face. He said, you're a fool. You're an apikeiris. You're an illiterate. What do you mean you're an apikeiris? An illiterate can be an apikeiris.
That's extremely
dangerous. Huh?
That's extremely dangerous, Rabbi.
A little knowledge is very dangerous.
No, when they know it and they portray it that way.
You know what? I want to tell you something. Today's day, because of Google and people have this, you know, a little bit of information in medicine, doctors will tell you.
A little bit of knowledge
is dangerous.